Yes, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to the VIP Vegas podcast. I go by the name of Stephen James.
And I'm Bronte Vegas. Make sure you like and subscribe and hit that notification bell to keep up with all our Las Vegas material.
Yeah, boy, you know what to do.
This is strange for me because it's going to be one of the last pods we do before we go out to Vegas, but I'm excited to tuck into what we're going to be doing out there today.
So. Yeah, mate. So we're going to do that. We're going to touch on the news of the week stuff, a few stories, a few other like stories that, you know, clients and guests and viewers have been sending through.
Yes,
mate. So we'll go through that. And obviously Hennessy.
Yep. We'll do a nice little, plug for the collab with Hennessy with these nice new glasses they've given us.
Thanks for the new glasses, guys. These are sick, by the way.
But we'll have our measurement. But
we'll have a little go
to start
on
it
as
off
well.
As always with the news of the week. But also, I was just going to mention the fact that I don't know if many people have realised that in the description we have a percentage off from your packages for VIP Vegas UK. So make sure that you use Vegas Pod 10 if you do want to book through us and you are a podcast listener. It's just a little gift from us to say thank you for watching and listening, and then
absolutely.
You can get a nice little percentage off your package. So
yeah, so just add that wherever you make your inquiry, whether it's via email, social media, just mention that you watch the pod and VIP Vegas 10.
Vegas Pod
Vegas
10.
Pod 10, sorry, yeah, yeah.
It's all good. So to start off with, one of the most popular flights is usually obviously your BA and your Virgin that flies directly to Vegas, but one that's been cancelled is the North Atlantic
to say, Bronte,
one.
News of the week.
News of the week. With Bronte, the facts and figures guy.
That's
Let's
it.
Go.
But yeah, North Atlantic has actually cancelled their flight to Vegas. So I know a lot of people that use that one. It stops off in Dublin.
Yeah.
You can do all your immigration there and then you can just jet off straight to Vegas. You don't have to do the immigration when you land, Harry Reid. So I know that was a very popular flight as well, that people just wanted to get that done. Obviously, you have a little bit of a stop off, but I don't know why they've cancelled.
That's
it,
what I was going to say, mate. I mean, usually popular flights, if they're filling the seats, then they don't really need to cancel it. So maybe there's a bit more to the story.
Yeah, maybe there's some legal trouble or something like that with maybe the immigration stopping off in Dublin. But
I've actually got a funny video. Yeah, we could probably put it up. I'm not sure if it was that actual airline.
Okay.
But last week, a guy just went a little bit mad. He was coming, I think he was leaving Vegas, and he got on his phone and he was like, "This is a police matter." And obviously he was off his nut on drink and drugs or whatever. Yeah. And he was like, "This is a police matter. This plane's not leaving. Like, I'm going to be late. Da, 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 da." And then next thing you know, like obviously everyone was telling him to shut up. And then all the staff have turned up. They've dragged him off the plane. The police have turned up. So maybe we could put it up on the screen, or you just do a search and just put like crazy Vegas guy at the airport or something, and I'm sure it'll come up, but it's quite funny.
The other one for news of the week for when this pod is being shot, this weekend is the WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So out in Vegas, they've just released their whole schedule. So for those of you who are wrestling fans and you're out in Vegas, and we actually know someone who's out there now for that WrestleMania.
Yeah, we've got
event.
A few groups out there this weekend. They're not actually going to the WrestleMania, but they were a little bit worried. They were just like, "Oh, are we going to be caught in the crossfire of all these
all the wrestlers
nutters?" Yeah. So hopefully, fingers crossed, they're all right, because they've got reservations all over the strip. So it's I hope they don't, you know, get caught in massive queues and the traffic's probably going
to
be quite bad.
It's similar to when EDC sort of pops up in Vegas, you'll mean it's just more traffic because there's an event there. But I know like my missus and her sister are massive wrestling fans and stuff, but
they really
wanted to go out to Vegas to watch that.
I don't know if you're like this, but I've never really got my head around it, why people get so gassed about watching fake fighting. Because that's all it is. It's like someone throws a punch and then they're like reacting to a fake punch. They're not actually getting punched in the face. And then it's like they set the stage up in a sense where it makes like real dramatic noises and big fun and like, you know what I mean? But I've never got my head around it. Why people are so fixated on fake fighting.
I think it's all the drama. I think it's all back in those days, like they'd have all these behind the scenes things where they'd be in, I don't know, a car park and then they'd just start fighting. And then, do you know what I mean? Then there'd be, you know, relationships between the female wrestler and the male wrestler are going wrong and people hitting people with chairs and stuff. I think it's more of a show than it is actually, like, say, like a UFC or a boxing where people are there to battle yeah. each other and win. They're just there
yeah,
to
they're
be
very,
like,
they're very good actors, man. Not so much. And, yeah. Who looks the part and who can act the best?
This is it.
But yeah, so that's WrestleMania this weekend. So yep. that would be a good one. I think is that the first WrestleMania in Vegas? It's a bit like UFC
there.
And like other big events, like with what was the boxing? Not the boxing, the American football Super Bowl.
Also NFL, yeah.
Yeah, obviously that's not in Vegas every year. That was the first one.
No, yeah.
And I wondered if that was the first WrestleMania, but...
I'd have to double check that. But as far as I'm aware, this might be the first one because it's unheard of in my Vegas fanboy box. So you might be right there. But yeah, I'd have to double check that. But anyway.
But yeah, I think it ties in with what we've said on previous podcasts is like they're bringing in these big events, like these big sporting events. Yeah, because the entertainment is now the forefront of Vegas rather than the gambling side of things. So yeah, it's probably quite a good move from the people that decide all these things.
Yeah, mate. The last one I wanted to just go through was the fact that there's been a bit of back and forth about what's happening with Circus. It feels like we've mentioned them and nearly on every pod now, but it seems
like advocate for advertising, man, but it's like it's done now, isn't it?
Yeah, it seems like that from what I've seen is that it's been confirmed that they are going to be demolished and rebuilt, and it's going to be something a lot more luxurious, like you were saying on a previous pod, that they needed to up their game.
I think 100%.
They just knew that they were going down a certain trajectory compared to the rest of the strip.
Yeah. And not just that, I think with a lot of establishments and like venues and whatever, if you get a bad reputation or the name is like mud because people just slander it and say, oh, it's a shithole and this and the other, it might not actually be a shithole. But if that is the word on the street, it's only a matter of time before you go under.
Yeah.
Because reputation and like, you know, what people say about you is the key to it all.
Yeah, and it's also down to people's hard-earned money. Of course, there's the cost of living crisis and things like that.
You say that, but I mean, that's like one of the cheapest hotels
to stay. It is, but sometimes when you can compare it to other establishments on the strip, like you say a Luxor or an Excalibur, not that they're the greatest on the strip, but they're good enough that if you just needed a room or whatever, but Circus is more family friendly than... People are going to pick and choose and be like, well, where do I want to spend my money? And like you said, if they've not been the best on the strip for that amount of budget, for that option, then yeah, people are going to flock elsewhere. So I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I'm not surprised either. But you know, I mean, another sort of breath of fresh air for Vegas, I think, just like with all these other new places that are popping up, that site is obviously going to be an exciting addition. So,
But anyway, that's news of the week, everyone. I thought we'll... get our Hennessy measurement done. We can then tuck into a couple of little stories that we've got lined up.
Yeah. Looking forward to that.
So as always, thank you again, Hennessy, for the collaboration, believing in VIP Vegas podcast. And I can't wait to have a measurement when I'm out there. That's what this whole episode's about, is when we're out there. But
I think that's what we're going to start doing now, isn't it? Like basically when we go and look after the clients and stuff. Yeah. We'd be like, what bottle should we order?
You know when they like shine.
You obviously haven't been watching the pod then, bro.
Come on. Like, do you know what, when they show you the menu, like the waitresses will show you the menu in the club they do the little torch.
Yeah.
I could just be in there with the little torch, just shine it with all the Hennessy options.
Well, no, we'll have to get some of the venues to put next to it. VIP Vegas recommended, like next to the Hennessy pricing. But
that's it, my man. Whilst I measure this out, just tell the people a little bit about VIP Vegas UK, just a nice little to say what we do, because we're out there very soon, guys.
Yeah. Have we got any mixers as well?
We do. I have a few.
Top man. All right, surprise me. So yeah, okay, cool. So VIP Vegas, for those that don't know, we are a VIP concierge service. We look after a lot of sort of stag do's, hen do's, corporate clients, birthdays, anything like that. And we package, you know, your trip together, arrange your itinerary. We, you know, facilitate the VIP tables in the nightclubs, the pool parties. We do a lot of gun range activities, helicopter tours, limo transfers, stuff like that. A lot of our packages, go on, Brittany. Cheers. Say most of our packages are better sort of priced than what's actually available online, mainly because of the volume of business that we send to the venues. So we're able to charge a little bit less, which obviously saves you guys money as well. And this actual time now, sort of April, May, is probably the busiest 2 months of the whole year for us,
yeah.
As far as inquiries go and bookings and stuff. So yeah, if you are thinking of coming out, give us a shout ahead of time, just so we can get everything planned in and, you know, the best tables possible secured for you.
Perfect. Yeah. I've got a few options for our mixers today.
Here we go. Bruntage.
Cola, because it's very, very popular. Usually with Hennessy is the cola. So we've got that as an option. I'll just pop that there quickly. Got a different one, which is a...
I like a bit grapefruit. Yeah,
grapefruit
like
soda. This might be then your one.
I might try that one. But has that been recommended to try with Hennessy then? Pink grapefruit?
I was speaking to the brand manager on the phone and there was one, I just haven't brought it with me today, but I'll do it on the next time that we're in the studio, that he was saying that apple and lemonade goes really well, the VSOP.
Weren't you out with the brand manager? Like over the weekend in Manchester?
I was out in Manchester,
What was that bottle you had? Because I see that on your social media.
That was the Hennessy XO. That was really, really nice. Yeah. So we
need
that
a bottle
one.
Of that, guys, if you're watching. Send it through.
The next one was the Mexican lime soda, I thought as well would be quite nice. It's a little bit similar to the apple and lemonade.
That could be a good one.
Yeah. Do you want to do the grapefruit one? And do you want me to try the different one?
Mate. Yeah. I'll have a go on the grapefruit.
I'll tell you
a funny story though, because you brought the Mexican lime soda out. I went through a phase, and quite a few clients, if you're watching this, you'll know what I mean. Like in the early days, I used to go with the vodka, lime and soda. And they used to say to me, "Oh, what are you drinking, Steve?" I used to call it the Sublime. Yeah, because it was like vodka, lime and soda. So I just made up the name Sublime for it. Yeah,
and it just
literally lasted for ages. But now I've moved on to other drinks.
You are Mr. Nickname, I think.
Mate, I don't know why, actually. My mind works in mysterious ways.
But yeah, but I do have the
I have a lot of like nicknames for people.
You do. As I say, the raspberry lemonade is also in the bag.
Oi, what? That's banging, mate.
Is that nice, is it?
You can't even really taste the Hennessy, though.
I did do a little bit of a smaller measurement, to be fair, I think so.
You might need to top me up, mate. You might have to do a double. So you did a single, yeah?
Yeah. So you're thinking you might need a double
A double. I'm used to drinking doubles.
let me try this one. Yeah, it's quite sweet. Yeah, maybe the measurement's a bit smaller.
Cheers, boy.
Cheers, mate.
Tell you what, I could do with a couple of ice cubes in there. Mm. But that is very, I can imagine, like, you know, somewhere like Beer Park, just sitting up there on the terrace bit, drinking one of these.
Do you want to try this one?
Mm. So what's this one again? Oh, this is the Sublime.
Yeah, so this is the Sublime. The Mexican lime
soda.
This
is the Hennessy Sublime. So you've got the vodka Sublime, and then you've got the Hennessy Sublime. Yeah, let's see how we're getting on with this one.
Oh, the grapefruit's quite nice.
Mate, do you know what? Yeah, both good.
It's interesting, yeah. But like I say, it's one of their core messages at the minute is mixability. I know I mentioned
this one's
it every
more
time,
familiar.
But it is true.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, mixability is a big thing, especially with the VSOP.
Yeah. I was actually corrected as well. I keep saying VSOP, but it's VSOP.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But it's short though, isn't it? It's like
that's why
I think a guy named Gary, you call him Gaz. It's the same thing.
Should we? Do you want that one, or should we just? Yeah.
So I'm actually quite like this.
You like
one,
this one? Right? I'll be honest.
I was saying a minute ago, like this is more familiar because I used to drink the vodka soda lime for so long.
Yeah.
So like having lime and a soda in a drink is like, yeah, man. But it definitely works with the Hennessy.
It does. But let's dive into these stories then. So I don't know if you wanted me to go first or if you want to tuck into your one. So my one, I don't know if you remember from the list of notes, but mine is about two bar tabs, two women and two photoshoots.
Yeah, let's go with your one, Brunty. Just because I feel like I've told a lot more stories than you.
Yeah.
So then I can I can sort of elaborate on the back of your one if you want.
Okay.
So yeah, hit us with it, big dog.
So I was out in Vegas doing the hosting for yourself. So I'd flew out there on my own. And obviously we'd had a couple of, things that we needed to go over and things like that. But that was like, this was literally the day before I met you.
Yeah.
To go over things. So I was just walking around the strip and Margaritaville at Flamingo is now gone. But when it was open at the time, I just went in there and thought, I'll just have a nice beer. Do you know what I mean? Walking up and down the strip. And just start chatting to these two women that were on at the bar. But they,
As you do.
Yeah. And you just get into conversation and they were like, oh, do you just want to join us? Do you know what I mean? We're all outside and stuff. Then we started chatting to another couple that was on a table and we all just sort of like formed this group. Then there was a guy that came in and was doing all this like magic stuff on the table, right. You know, and they like draw the cards out and stuff. Similar to what Dave was doing on one of our previous pods, doing all these card tricks and stuff.
He was loving it. But the thing is, I know we managed to get a couple of tricks on the pod, but most of them he was doing off camera.
Yeah.
I was like, mate, you saved the best ones for like when we weren't recording, but so you're in Margaritaville, you've got these girls with you. You've joined them.
Yep. I'm drinking with them and having like these big cocktails with Corona bottles in them. Yeah. I'm sure someone will know the name of the cocktail.
Was all those half naked people outside, you know, the ones that get the photos and whatever. You got the guys that are hench that have been in the gym.
Like the Chippendale sort of dudes. And then you got the other girls. Yeah. They were all just scattered about. So,
right, was you out sitting outside like, on that
outside?
Corner?
Yeah. Right. It was 30 degrees. It was nice
Link
and hot.
Promenade, isn't it?
So then the girls were saying, oh, we've got to go to our show. And I was like, that's okay. I've got to go to a photo shoot.
Right.
And so they were like, okay, I'll tell you
Check
what, we'll
be Brunty, the model. Yeah.
we'll meet back up at the we'll go in Chandelier Bar. You can come join us if you want. I was like, okay, cool. So obviously after getting ready and stuff, then I met up with Michael Biddle. Shout out to Michael, very famous and very good Vegas photographer.
Yeah, shout out to Big Mike.
Yeah, I love his stuff, looking on Instagram.
We're gonna need your services when we're back out in a few weeks, bro.
Yes, I'll DM you. But
yeah, get in contact with him, mate. Yeah, we need to back out. Yeah, go on.
Still under the influence of alcohol, I was able to still do this photo shoot with him on the strip and stuff, and we got a couple of good shots. Then
I can't imagine you might doing a photo shoot. If I'm
can
honest.
You not? There is. It's on my Instagram.
Like,
there's one
poses and that. Yeah, but go on.
But I met up with them up in the Chandelier Bar, and I don't know what they'd been drinking. I think it was the champagne they were drinking, but they were like hammered. Mm. They were gone.
Yeah.
And so they were like, "Oh, come join us, Brunty. This, that, and the other. Let's drink more." Luckily, I'd had that photo shoot break. We end up drinking up champagne. End up drinking up whiskey. I then messaged my friend who's a waitress out there as well and said, oh, we're in Chandelier Bar. Like, if you want, you can come join us in that. The bill racked up to about $500-something.
Yeah.
And I was obviously got my card out ready to pay. And the girl's like, no, we'll pay.
Oh, nice.
And so I was a little bit like flabbergasted because Margaritaville usually would split everything. But Chandelier, they're just like, oh, don't worry about it. We've got it covered and stuff. And these girls were in their 40s, 50s.
Mm-hmm. They're women then, obviously.
Yeah.
No, but the thing is, like, there's like a misconception. I think, you know, going back sort of 20 years ago, guys used to pay for everything. But now a lot of women are outperforming guys when it comes to earning power and positions in, you know, in workplaces or whatever. So I think, that sort of stigma where girls sort of latch, obviously it still happens.
Of course,
like girls still join tables, and, you know. But I think there is a lot more that are quite willing to just, you know, go half sort of pay for the bill. Like, because we're sort of got the same spending power a lot of the time.
I was going to say, it is a very much a misconception. There's a lot of entrepreneurs, women in business, you know, that I know and people that I follow and stuff like that. And some of their stuff they do is amazing. And some of the advice they give is amazing. And
absolutely.
You know, to finish up on this story, actually, because it ties into to women in business, that I then finished up there. And then the following morning, I had a photo shoot again with my friend Lydia. So shout out to Lydia Penn or Lydia R. Penn. It's the Las Vegas photo tours. And I'll put a description, link
cool,
in
nice
the description. That I had a photo shoot with her, and she, bless her, you know, sorted me and my dad out last time when I'd took him there for his 60th. So I'd had to do...
Shout out to Lydia. It sounds like we need to get her on the podcast.
Like I said, I'll message her.
If we set that stuff up where I'm out there and we do it on the... What's that software called? The one... either way, so we
Riverside.
Can Riverside, okay, so we can dial in. We might be able to, you know, maybe get Lydia
do
on
something
that as
like
well
that
if she's up for it.
But she's got her own business taking photos of couples or groups or individuals all out on the Vegas Strip, like in the daytime.
Nice.
Whereas
good
Michael's
idea.
More sort of just shooting the strip. He doesn't really do many people photo shoots. But yeah, that just shows, like, do you know what I mean? That women are branching out and they are trying to be more creative and more entrepreneurial and stuff. So yeah, I think the the stigma that sometimes is online.
Yeah, you see a lot of it. We won't mention any names of certain influencers, probably one of the biggest ones though.
Yeah.
Saying like he's out and about and the pinnacle of life is when women are throwing money at you. But for me, I feel like the reason they're throwing money at him is because they're trying to show him that, look, we've got money as well. We're not just here as like an extra and bowing down to you. Like we've got our own stuff going on.
Yeah.
We've got our own money and we don't need any guys sort of thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, even your missus, she has a business. Do you know what I mean? Like it's all very relevant that in this day and age, both of you've got to try and figure it out. And, in some couple scenarios, one is the breadwinner, one stays at home with kids or whatever. But it is nice to see a lot more women getting into business and entrepreneurship and, like I said, and making their money, and it's not all just OnlyFans.
There's a bit more respect in there. Yeah, so. And I mean, we was talking off camera about, like one of the big clients that we've had, and, you think, like, these guys are spending money and a lot of it is actually going to the women who are working.
Yeah.
Not so much like just the waitresses, but the other sort of girls on the strip and the girl that work in the gentlemen's clubs and whatever else. So they're on the receiving end. They're on like the, they're from the profit side of it.
Yeah.
So, you got to give them their flowers. You got to give them respect, I think, because it's very easy to listen to these influencers online.
Yes.
And, like they're sort of looking at women in a sense of second rate citizens when we're all pretty much the same. And if not, they are taking over.
Yeah.
When you say about OnlyFans and stuff like that, they're making the silly dough, bro.
I think it's more because they speak in senses of generality.
Yeah. And obviously the women have got to have the kids if they want kids. And then they've got to be, at home more so than guys to nurture and bring her up and being, generally from the start of time, women have been more stay at home, cook, clean and look after. But I feel like
there's more to it. There's more out there for them. Do you know what I mean? To be fair, a lot of the majority of the Vegas influencers that I follow, like Norma Jelly and Travel Ruby and like I said, Lydia, do you know what I mean? They all seem to be doing very well. And especially someone like Norma's story where she was basically a concierge and now turned into a Vegas influencer and giving everyone good tips and stuff on the strip and what to do. So it is possible to say, it's not just that home life. You can expand out and it's not just that 9-to-5 job. You can branch out. So
I think it's just down to the thing as well. Like times have changed, man, especially with the internet and all these different apps and the way you can work now. It's opened up and it's changed the whole dynamic of the workforce and how it used to be. Because really, up until, like I was saying, about 20 years ago, there was only certain jobs you could do. Most guys probably worked in a factory and most women, worked
like the industrial revolution age.
Do you get what I mean? So things have moved on now, but there is still a lot of people online spouting stuff that's old.
Decades old.
You know what I mean? We're obviously going a bit deep on that.
So to conclude that story, so it was out later. Two bar tabs, two photo shoots and then... with the two older girls, but obviously I was with my missus at the time. I was out there working with you. Yeah. I met up with you the next day and obviously you were like, yes, Bronte, still like buzzing with the energy. And you probably had no clue.
Is this when you had all the VIP Vegas t-shirts?
I surprised you.
MGM, wasn't it?
Yeah, I surprised you. You were like, Bronte rocking up with the shades and with the VIP Vegas and stuff.
That was funny,
Did you have any inkling that I'd been out doing all of that?
I didn't, mate, no. The way you made it out is if you just landed sort of thing. I didn't realise.
I had landed, but, I'd also, because the night that I landed, I went to the Monte Cristo cigar lounge, because I do like a cigar and a whiskey. So I went there and started drinking like Japanese whiskey. I was just at the bar with this random guy. Me and him were drinking whiskey that was maybe like $60 a shot.
So man, you can just rock up somewhere. You don't know who you're going to meet.
So I hang out with random guys, random girls. Like I just hang out with random people because that's what Vegas is like. You can just rock up there on your Todd. You can just have a whale of a time, shake hands afterwards or whatever, and then just like go to sleep or whatever. But
A bit like that. What I was saying to Stu, like off camera about the OJ Simpson thing.
Yes.
Like we just randomly gone for like a drink and OJ Simpson's there with like his obviously partner at the time or whatever. Yeah. And next thing you know, we're having drinks together, doing photos and that. And then we ended up spending pretty much the whole night together.
Yeah, bro.
This is mad. This is what it gets. But yeah.
Yeah. But this is what it can get like. Vegas, this is why I love it. This is why we love it. This is why, you know, we're advertising to you guys the possibilities and the things that you can do out there.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was just that little story I thought I'd plug in there to show.
Yeah, no, it's just to show that basically it's not always the guys paying, isn't it?
Yeah, like, this is it.
It's refreshing to hear and like and see like when...
Yeah, it was nice champagne and stuff as well.
Oh, really? Like, yeah.
And also, you know, Chandelier Bar in Cosmopolitan. It's a beautiful bar.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of what I've noticed as well. I know obviously, yeah, there's a lot of girls or women doing the OnlyFans, but I've noticed a lot of women now, they're doing a lot of sort of like network marketing online. And they're getting involved in these programs where they're selling like makeup and they get people selling the makeup for them and whatever. A lot of people doing like the certain drinks. I won't say the names, but they're sort of like in that industry and they're making a lot of money from it.
Yeah. Like I say, when you step into that space, you understand that there is a lot more to life. And you know what I mean? That it is possible. And I'm sure I'll speak on another pod, you know, from me going from corporate to co-host like and co-founder, do you know what I mean? We'll tuck into that one day. But so that was one of my stories. I didn't know if you wanted to go into your bottle story.
Oh, mate, you know, I was just saying about that one. I didn't really need to mention it, but I mean, we had a big client that is in Vegas, used to splay loads of dough. He's where I was a friend, looked after him in London when they come over. I won't go into his full name. We used to call him Big Bottle Ben. So he come to London, went out for dinner and stuff. He spent God knows how much money in Club Rain and Taboo and a few of the other ones.
Okay.
So then we come back to Vegas. So I've gone out and I was in the Encore Beach Club and he messaged me saying, "Oh, Steve, come to XS.
Yeah.
Like, it's my birthday party and stuff. It'd be good to join us or whatever." Nice. Yeah. So I've left Encore, gone to XS. He's just got to, obviously the main tables right on the dance floor and stuff.
Yeah.
Girls coming out doing the presentations. Birthday Love cake that. Comes out and whack it straight in his face. What else happened? That is just like money getting thrown all over the shop. And he was like, "Yeah, Steve, come. Make sure you come to the after party, though, mate. I've rented out a whole strip club."
What? Yeah. So bro,
locked off the whole strip club. Yeah,
mate, that must have cost an arm and a leg.
Yeah, but not just that. Not only did he lock down the whole strip club, but he also sorted out all the dancers as well. So it was like, it was carnage, man.
He must have had like loads of these stacks. You mean 10 G's a piece?
Yeah, it was wild. But coming back to what I was saying, like with the whole exchange of money thing, and like from a business perspective, it's like, the women are the ones that are laughing at the end of the night because they're the ones with all the money.
Yeah.
Because he spent God knows how much dough.
Oh, right.
It's just like stuff like that happens all the time with clients, you know, off the cuff. Like they're saying, "Oh, we're at this place, come down and join us, blah, blah, blah." And then you just don't know how that night or how that day is going to unravel.
Mm. I love the fact as well how we always say that we don't mention names and stuff, but and you're such a nickname guy that clearly he spent money, which is why you called him Big Bottle Ben.
I think he ended up getting banned from Vegas in the end. Like, there's a couple of things that happened, but yeah, he's definitely a character. No. Mad guy.
But yeah, I'll quickly put that down and move on to our next part. Did you want to do a roulette spin now or should we go into our actual subject?
$500, yeah? $500. We're keeping $500.
Cool.
Right, what's your number?
Has to be black 17, bro. It's always going to be black 17.
Black 17, yeah? I'm going to be number red 7.
Here we go, red 7. You doing two balls or one?
I'll do two.
Here we go. Two balls are going round. Here
red
we go.
Black 7, come on.
Black 17.
Come on.
Oh, they're close together. Hang on a sec.
Oh,
don't do this to me. Don't do this to me. Bro.
Nah.
So close.
Look at mine though, look. Red 7's next to
I know, next black to black 28. 28. That's why I was like, don't do this to me.
500 there, bro. Anyway.
Oh, mate. Oh, dear. So anyway.
It's
all good. So, basically, the topic of this podcast is the fact that we're going out there so soon.
Okay,
I mean, you're going out there in what, literally a couple
days,
of weeks?
Yeah.
And I thought I'd ask you. I mean, what are you doing out there? Obviously, I'm going to come and join you later. Obviously, we're going to do some podcasts out there. We'll tell everyone what to expect. So when you're going there, what are you first doing? What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, the last few weeks have been a bit crazy, like with everything that's going on. Like sometimes I feel like my head's going to explode with stuff, but we've managed to get hold of it. We've managed to get everything lined up nicely. Mm. From when I land, it's Cinco de Mayo. So for those that are not familiar, that's like a Mexican bank holiday. Mm. And also we've got the opening of Palm Tree Beach Club.
Yeah.
So the Palm Tree Beach Club opens on a Saturday. I think I land on the Thursday, so I've got a couple of days just to chill and get my bearings and whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be at the W Hotel for the first part, which is obviously brand new.
Yeah, a replacement of the Delano.
Yeah, so I'll go up there, probably go to the Skyfall Lounge for a bit.
100%.
And just chill before the madness of the weekend. We've got like 15 groups, I think, booked in that weekend. Yeah. So it's going to be here, there, and everywhere.
We were speaking off camera and we were trying to, like, obviously because we're business partners, we'd talk about everything, but 15 groups in the first couple of weekends, and I was trying to say to you,
it's heavy,
you're gonna go hard I know you are.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking, at least maybe you'll get a bit of a breathing room before then I arrive, and obviously I've got my groups and stuff that
I think it's gonna be like, this is the thing, and you know what it's like, it's you sort of land and it's all hit the ground running.
100 mile an hour.
Yeah, it's 100 mile an hour, exactly that. So you pulled from pillar to post. You've got so much going on. But yeah, I mean, that weekend's going to be relentless. It'll probably, in all honesty, merge into one. Do you know what I mean? So there probably won't be a lot of sleep going on. But then, you know, after the weekend's out the way, I'll probably get a couple of days to chill, go to a spa or something like that.
Yeah, I was going to say, could we talk a little bit about the spas? Because I want to try some. And we were saying on a different pod, we were going to go into which you think are the best ones. And so,
yeah, let's touch on that, mate. Because I think with the spa stuff, it's needed. As we've spoken various other pods about the hangover cure and how you can how you can battle on. Shout out to Martin.
That's it, yeah.
Because you sort of have to, but the spas and like the steam rooms and the saunas and stuff like that really does help to like get the alcohol out your body and just, you know, get the toxins out your body, basically. So
a massage and that.
Mate, you need that. I need to get it done. Trust me, people like don't understand that, but it definitely works. Mm. So yeah, I'm quite a seasoned advocate, pro when it comes to the spas in Vegas. So I would probably say, the best one I've been to is probably the Encore or Fontainebleau. Like they're both up there.
Fontainebleau is quite new, so you've been there, obviously.
So I went to the opening party of Fontainebleau, and again, I needed to get to the spa because I was ruined. I was it was like a 2-day, you know, carnage sort of.
Careful, you're right, bro. You're gonna make it rattle.
It was like it was a 2-day bit of carnage. So I've gone down there and they've got like a snow room in there, which is a bit of an eye opener. Wow.
Okay.
You go in there and the room's obviously snowing. And you've got like the saunas and that, but they come in and do like a, how do I describe it really? It's like a class. It's like a sauna. They come in with this rug thing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And like they blow the heat at you and they do all this different wild stuff, get the music going.
That's cool.
But it's pretty cool, man, because it relaxes you and it's something a little bit different.
What sort of price ranges would they be looking at for our audience members?
Yeah, I think the entry is like $200, $250. It may have changed over the last, because I went like the beginning of last year.
What sort of time are you looking at for that amount of money as well?
I think you get like a 3-hour allocation.
Oh, wow, I wasn't expecting that. That's cool. That's good. Yeah, like I said, I've never tried the spa, so I'm actually genuinely learning from you, like the audience is. So
it's pretty cool. One thing that I did, one thing that was a bit of an eye-opener, it was like a co-ed, like a mixed males and females.
Okay.
So a lot of spas you go to in Vegas, like there'll be like a male spa when you go into the male changing room, it'll be off that. And then obviously the women's one when you go for the women's side. But with Fontainebleau, it's a mix. Encore, they keep it separate as well. So there's, But it was quite cool actually. Because obviously if you've got a partner in that, you can go in there and you can just enjoy facilities together. And Yeah, I would say it's definitely up there. Resorts World's got a really nice spa as well.
Okay. Is there any ones that are on the centre of the strip? Because I know it is. They're very, very popular hotels like your Cosmo, your Bellagio, your Caesars, your Planet Hollywood.
Every hotel you'll find has a spa. So yes, all of them. Yeah, but it's just, and I think what another one that surprised me was the Link. The Link spa.
Really?
Okay. It's only small, but it's very nice. Mm. And some people might look at the Link thinking, oh, it's quite a budget hotel. But the spa, you would think it was a high-end hotel.
Wow.
So yeah, so that's worth, and then I think the pricing for that is only sort of like $20 entry for the day. So that's good value for money, that one.
Is there any you would avoid? Just not for them being bad.
Yeah,
but like, do you know what I mean?
I don't really like to throw people under the bus.
But just, like I said, recommend ones more than others.
Yeah, I would definitely recommend the Encore and Wynn Spa. Yeah. I would definitely recommend Fontainebleau. I'd definitely recommend Resorts World's spa. And I suppose without going into too much detail, most of the others are a bit dated.
Okay.
They sort of need a bit of a revamp. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm. So if you are going to go to the spa and you're in Vegas for 4 or 5 days, try and go towards the Fontainebleau, you know, the Encore and the Resorts World.
I'm gonna try them, like I say, when we're out there, because my hangover cures are not the right ones. You can't just go to the gym, do loads of burpees and treadmills and stuff, or just continue drinking. They're just not the best
I saw them. Do you know what? It's funny. As we were on that whole thing about the hangover and stuff, I saw something the other day. I think his name's Gary. He works with a lot of... he works with like Dave Grubman and that, and them guys from Miami, and he works with Dana White from the UFC.
Yep.
But he was saying, like, basically with hangovers, it's all in your breathing. It's about getting oxygen into your blood.
So that's why they have these oxygen machines.
Yeah,
set
I think
up
that's what it
Vegas.
Is.
Yeah.
But he was like, if you take 5 deep breaths, to like really deep as you can go, like. And then do it again, and then hold on the fifth one for as long as you can. Apparently, it's something to do with the carbon dioxide, and then it like counteracts the
releases
oxygen,
the
and then,
toxins.
Yeah, maybe. And then somehow it helps. It sort of like gets rid of your hangover.
Wow, I've never heard of that. That's cool. Yeah, I'm going to try that as well.
We'll give that a go. But yeah, do a search for that online as well. I mean, that's just new, like bio hacking or whatever you call it. Like that's come out that really helps with getting rid of a hangover.
Okay,
because I don't think as well a lot of people. Because essentially that's what it is. Like you're, in a way, you're starving your body from oxygen. Yes. And that's why you feel like
and
shit.
And hydration, yeah.
The hydration. But obviously with hydration, water is oxygen as well. Because it's like hydrogen.
H2O.
Yeah, H2O. So it's like you're starving your body of that. So if you can get that back into your body as quickly as possible, i.e. breathing as much as you can.
Yeah, as much as you can.
It makes sense.
Yeah, completely.
You know, some of the hangovers I had, I don't think there's any... helping me. You know what I mean? I could be breathing as much as I want. I just don't think it's going to help.
Oh man. We've all been there.
Yeah. So yeah. And not just that, like obviously going back to the spa thing, staying at the W Hotel, which is one of the newer ones. Now it's been taken over, which took over Delano. I'll probably try and check their one out as well while I'm there.
Yes.
Because that's one of the few I've not been to. And also when I first went to Vegas, the Mandarin Oriental, which is now
Waldorf Astoria. Yeah.
Again, their spa's phenomenal as well. It's again, not the biggest, like some of the bigger hotels, but it's definitely worth checking out if you can't get into the others.
Nice. One more thing I was going to ask you, obviously it doesn't really apply to me, but I'm out there for a long time this time around. Where would you recommend? Because I know you have been out and done 1 month, 2 month, 3 month, 6 month stints out in Vegas that... You need to get your hair cut, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So
mate,
I get this all
the time.
Like, where would you recommend?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, right? There's two... do you know what? Some other barbers are going to hate me for this, but I would say that there's two main barbers I would go to.
Okay.
Yeah. So shout out to my man, Monster Eddie. Yeah, he does all the Raiders players.
Does he?
He does all like, he does a lot of celebrities, UFC fighters and stuff as well.
Nice.
He has got a barbershop off the strip, but he will also come to your room as well. So he always comes to like my apartment or my room, wherever I am, and just gives me like a weekly sort of shape up whilst I'm there.
Yeah, I have seen that sometimes on your Instagram.
Yeah. So Monster Eddie is definitely one of the best, if not the best in Vegas, as well as Rockstar. So Rockstar, he's based in the Cosmopolitan. again, he can come to your room and do stuff as well. Like,
is that the
shape ups and stuff?
Beauty in Essex, is it called?
Yes. No, it's a, it's on the ground floor in the Cosmo, and it's got like a hidden room out the back. So it's the barbershop.
The barbershop, sorry. Yes. What am I thinking Beauty in Essex?
Essex is on the first floor.
Yeah, you're right. That's, I don't know why I was thinking
that's
that.
A restaurant. Yeah, so
Beauty in Essex. Don't know why I was thinking of that.
Yeah, maybe that could be something, I don't know actually, cutting hair and food is probably not the best. Nah. So,
I don't know why I got the two mixed up, but you're right.
But no, I was going to say like that could be another concept because Beauty in Essex has got their own, like they've got, as you walk in, it's like a pawn shop. I don't know if you remember that, or, but they've got like a pawn shop as you walk in and then you go into the actual restaurant. So more and more these, you know, restaurants and barbershops are trying to do something a little bit different, a little bit, out of the box. And obviously with the barbershop downstairs, they've got the hidden room out the back.
That's what I love about the Cosmopolitan. There's so little like hidden rooms. There's obviously like...
There's quite a few.
Yeah. But
Okay. So I would say, so if you're, you know, you've got a bit of time and you can go off to strip, go and see Monster Eddie. But if you're a bit strapped for time or you're staying at the Cosmopolitan, definitely go and book Rockstar. He's a brilliant barber. You might have to go on the app and actually pre-book it though, because he does get quite quite cool.
Maybe I can get like a nice clean shave and a nice beard trim or something.
Get
when
the
I'm out there
throat on that, no worries.
Yeah, nice.
Get the foam out.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Just cane it off. But yeah, mate, you can do
hopefully
that.
I'm not too sunburnt on the edge before he starts going away at it. But
Those are the main two. They're my go-to barbers in Vegas.
Nice.
And I'm probably going to get shut down, and there's probably loads of people in the comments saying, "Oh, mate, what are you doing? What about this guy? What about that guy?" But from my experience, they're the two best that
you have to be able to have a personal opinion as well, as much as we try not to, like say, tread on too many toes. But so yeah, there you go. That's Steve's insight into some spas and some barbershops for you. But
that's not a bad one. You sort of cover like news of the week.
Yeah,
we could do a section where it's Steve insights.
we could.
My 10 years worth of being out there, or whatever, I could give a bit of spin on, you know, what I recommend, and maybe that could just be another section. I don't know.
I was gonna say, yeah, because we both have a decade of experience out there, but like there's a lot more that you've done from the length of time you've spent out there and stuff.
Yeah, I've stayed there a lot, like longer stints.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? I've been out there for months but
I was just gonna say that everyone who is watching, I really do appreciate that we do have an audience that listens and watches us. And obviously we are a Vegas podcast. So we are finally going out there together, which is why we're talking about Vegas so much and what we're going to be doing out there. So guys will see us.
I forgot to even mention, like, because I only got up to the part of Cinco de Mayo the first weekend. So yeah, obviously throughout the whole of May, without interrupting you, you're coming out towards the end of May.
End of May, are we going?
So in between that, obviously we've got EDC and the Memorial Day weekend, which historically,
which is the one I'm.
You're coming down for So historically, that's been the busiest weekend.
Yeah.
But over the last few years, EDC weekend has overtook that.
Oh yeah, the amount of inquiries we get through,
it's wild, and the prices reflect that. So, and then I knew you were talking about earlier about the situation with traffic. Like EDC weekend swamps Memorial Day weekend now. So, hopefully I'm still alive and kicking by the time you turn up, right?
That's what I was saying.
I don't know if any spa or any
massage
is going to save me, mate. I just could be done by then. So, hopefully, it's a marathon, not a sprint, isn't it, really?
I'll perk him back up. He'll be like, yes, Brandy. So as soon as I land, but,
we'll see how we get on.
So like I said, we are a Vegas podcast. We are finally going back out there. So you will see us, in the city that we bang on about for however many episodes we're in now. So what we're planning to do out there is we're going to be doing a couple of podcasts. We've got a studio. We've got one with your friend from the Machine Gun Vegas. Then we are doing a street podcast. So we're going to ask a couple of people on the strip, see what how long they're out there for, their trips, what's their favorite part about Vegas, things like that.
Yeah, so if you're in Vegas at the time, give us a shout.
You'll see
we're going to be running up and down the strip on that weekend, probably, literally Memorial Day weekend.
That's it. So we've got another little idea where I've got a, don't tell my friend, it's a surprise for him, but I've
got he's going to hear, don't put this out,
before you leave, you'd
be alright.
I've got a suite at the Cosmopolitan we're going to do a shoot at. So that'll be quite nice. So then you can see the background, the Bellagio fountains and everything like that. And we're also going to do, shout out to Vegas Matt, we're going to do a slot machine style. So we'll have the slot machines go in, we'll put a bit of money in, we'll see how long that lasts us, and then we'll just bounce off from each other on the pod and go through a little bit of the questions and things that we've been up to out there. And then another one we're going to do before I go out there is you'll see me in the studio and Steve's going to be out in Vegas on a screen. So we'll do a Riverside virtual interview and I can just ask about all the madness you've been up to and how the clients are feeling.
A lot of it's sort of like, by like the next day or the day after, a lot of it's just left my memory, but we'll see how we get on. Yeah, we should be cool.
Cool. So yeah, that's what you can expect effectively, and keep up with us on the Instagram. It'll probably most likely be on Steve's personal. You'll probably put it on VIP Vegas Pod and VIP Vegas UK as well.
We'll speak to Tyler. I'll get it. We'll probably put it on TikTok as well, and then we'll get it around, man. Yeah, but I think we might start pushing it out on the sort of mail shot database as well.
Yes.
Just to reach, you know, a lot of clients that have booked with us in the past and people that have made inquiries and whatever. So yeah, boy. So
that's what you can expect. We'll wrap up a little bit with a tiny little news section that I wanted to introduce. Was just a little bit of an FAQ, because I'm sure there's plenty of people that have like questions and stuff that, you know, we want to be able to actually answer things like that. So
yeah, I mean, with the I see what you mean. Yeah, so just cover some questions.
There's some random ones, that people
have. There's usually a lot of like questions that people do ask a lot. So yeah, I mean, it'd be good if we could cover just before we wrap up. Like, how long have we? Because we're trying to keep it to 40.
Yeah, we're trying to keep it a bit more slower this time. But yeah. I'll just do two of them, because one of them's a bit of a actual piece of value, and another one's just a personal question. So the first one is, where's the best sort of places for like beer pong / arcade activities? Because that's becoming really popular now that there's a lot more virtual darts, isn't there? Like, we went to my birthday event, there was like the axe throwing, and do you know what I mean? Like, them sort of the arcade scene and like say games and stuff with drinking, like Flight Club and stuff, is becoming quite popular now.
Yeah.
So whereas,
yeah, I think like what we were saying when Dave was on the podcast is like people want a little bit more now for their money. So it's like, yeah, I mean, people are well up for going for a drink, but if there's extra activities and stuff going on, then it's, you know, a lot of people are choosing to go to somewhere like that rather than just a normal bar. But in answer to your question, a good place for, especially for beer park and bit of gambling and stuff like that, is a place called O'Shea's.
Yes, O'Shea's.
In the Link. So like, it's brilliant. It's like I think it's an Irish bar.
Yes. Yeah.
They've got beer pong tables.
They've also got blackjack tables, all with O'Shea's on them. They've got some
slot machines and stuff, which is connected to the actual Link. To the Link Promenade. Casino anyway. Yeah. So, I mean, people can, you know, you can lose your mind in there. And I'll tell you what, one thing they do is good there is like a frozen Baileys.
Oh, really? Mate, okay.
It's unreal. Yeah. If you like Baileys, well, I don't even know if I know anyone who doesn't like Baileys. You know what I mean? You can't not like it, really. So they do like it's in the machine so that you can fill up that this big glass of frozen Baileys, mate. It's like a slush puppy, but a Baileys one. It's unreal, mate. Yeah. That's just another thing they do at O'Shea's, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, from my perspective, it will most likely be Flight Club. That's a really good one. And then you've got Area 15 that's fairly new and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you can do like your mini golf, like you said, darts and stuff like that. And then...
What was the new one as well? Like, we need to go and check that out, actually. I know
Swingers inside Mandalay Bay, the mini golf, yes.
And then there's the Tiger Woods one as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's places like that. They've obviously got activities. You can have a drink as you're going around. And these are sort of places that we always send out in our recommendations anyway. So if you make inquiries and we line you up with an itinerary, we usually put these sort of things in.
This one was a bit more of a personal question that came in, and it said, before we wrap up, would we ever move out to Vegas? We bang on about Vegas so much. We're doing a Vegas podcast, got Vegas business. Would we personally ever move out there?
Yeah, it's a good question. And I think in the early stages, I was a bit like, yeah, this is me, right? And I want to move here and, you know, set up the business here and this, that, and the other, and buy a property there and stay there. But I think as time's gone on, I've realized that Vegas is very much a seasonal town.
Yeah.
So I prefer it, obviously, when the weather's nice and the pool parties are open. So sort of yes. like from March to September.
Yeah, but we spoke off camera, haven't we, about yeah, the so busy like, months.
I mean, when it gets to sort of October, the city slows down quite a lot. And
it gets cold as well. It gets like a bit cold
and stuff like that. Yeah. So during those months, from sort of October to February, I think places like Dubai appeals to me a lot more.
Yes.
So yeah, in answer to that question, I don't think it would be a place I'd permanently position myself, but definitely for like 2 or 3 months of the year.
Yeah,
but same. That as like a maximum. Now I usually go for like 3 or 4 weeks, but yeah. I think, you know,
because we already have the hope, like, so we have a team out there that can facilitate everything that we need them to do.
Exactly.
Anyway,
yeah.
And then you, it's just a nice little added bonus if me or Steve are out there to host your group. But it is a lot. And obviously Vegas is a very expensive city, and it is nice to then slow down with all of the partying and all of the glitz and the glamour and the lights and that to be able to come home to, like you say, UK, or if you want to go to Dubai or go somewhere in Europe for a nice sort of like sunbathing-esque holiday. That yeah, I think we basically are given the same answer that no,
I think as well,
we won't move out there permanently, yeah. But it's always going to be a place we're going to. I mean, it's a part of our brand. So
yeah, I think as well, it's the reason why I like to go in May, because for May, what I've realized is like that is like the best weather.
Yes, I
because
agree.
It in March, April, it's sort of building up.
It's in between.
And when it starts getting to June, July, it starts getting a little bit hot.
Way too hot. Yeah.
So I usually tend to go out for, you know, them 4 weeks in May, maximum, like I was saying, 2 or 3 months now, really.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel, you know, I'm really appreciative and I'm really blessed in the sense of like, I'm in a position to be able to do that and then to go to Dubai or whatever and to have, you know, chill in the UK as well.
Yeah.
So don't get me wrong. I do feel very blessed that I'm able to do that, because I realized that a lot of people, that's even if they wanted to, it'd be hard to facilitate that. So, you know, but it's took, I would say 20 years of being in the entertainment business in order for me to be able to do those sort of things. But no, yeah, man, it's one of them, I think. It's just, I don't think I'd position there full time, but it's definitely somewhere I'd want to visit every year.
Same. But again, thank you everybody for submitting those questions in and listening to the VIP Vegas podcast. I feel
Thanks
like we've
very
gone
much,
over.
Guys. Yeah.
But yeah, we're going to bounce out of here and we'll see you in Vegas.
See you in Vegas and see you on the next one.
Cheers.
Yeah, boy.
Done.